We're with the Cowboys again this week here in Oxnard at training camp, and joining us here in our broadcast apartment is the current Cowboys secondary coach and former head coach, Dave Campo. Morning, Coach.
Morning. How are you, Craig?
Good. Thanks for joining us. And also with us is the former Cowboys head coach and current offensive coordinator for the Kansas City Chiefs here visiting the Cowboys for just a day or two. It's Chan Gailey. Hi, Coach.
What I do, talk into this talk piece?
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, that talk piece right there.
Okay.
All right.
I'm hearing spirit voices come out of these muffins on the side of my ears.
That's your own voice.
Oh.
and our voices.
Sakes.
Yeah, you're hearing all
okay.
of us.
Obviously.
Well, Dave, how did the secondary look on Saturday night against the Chargers?
Well, obviously, we got some guys running around doing some things, you know, playing football, because that's what football is. It's a game that's played on the field, and obviously, we didn't play very well on the field.
So you weren't real pleased.
No, and Wade wasn't either.
Chan, it's really kind of a shocker to see you here at camp. I figured you'd be with the Chiefs, but you're here to visit an old friend?
Yeah, I'm here visiting Tayshard Choice.
Mm-hmm.
He's a good one.
Yeah, he used to be my star player.
Yeah, when you were at Georgia Tech.
So, yeah, and I wanted to say hi to Jerry, but he don't talk to me when I call on him.
Well, you didn't kiss his ass enough when you were here.
Yeah, we both were pretty much losers for Jerry. But he'll talk to old Dave, but he won't give me no time.
Well, I'm just looking forward to early October.
Early October.
Because at that point, we'll have more wins than I had an entire season. Early October. It's going to be fun to win.
Probably true.
I haven't experienced that in a while.
Well, now, I understand, Dave, that you've taken in Chan for these couple of days. You guys are rooming together.
That's
here.
Right. Yeah, he's rooming with me. And, you know, I thought Wade was a hick.
Uh-huh.
This guy, he's unbelievable.
Yeah,
he only
I'm
eats...
not used to civilization.
Well, yes, you are.
All he eats is beef jerky and beans.
Yep.
And he dresses like Davy Crockett.
Yeah, ain't nothing wrong with a rope belt.
I guess not if it works.
And Dave, he takes real good care of me. He brings me food and such.
Uh-huh.
I rummage around the bins to try to find some old soft tomatoes that someone may have thrown out or something.
And Dave
takes pity on me, and Dave will bring me a handkerchief full of meat every once in a while.
Yeah.
From a buffet or something.
If you don't bring him food, he doesn't eat.
Yeah. I'm much obliged to
him. You need food to make it through the day, and then over the weekend we had a day off.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday.
Right.
Obviously, it was after the game, so we didn't have time for football.
Obviously.
So I took Chan to a movie.
Uh-huh.
We went and saw Batman.
I didn't understand it. That scared me to death, how them spirits got trapped up there in that sheet.
I saw the spirits. The actors.
Yeah, but it's
a movie.
Something of the devil. I never seen a wall get animated.
That's what movies are. Actors on a screen in the movie. Obviously.
Well, it scared me to death. I came back to our room and crawled up in my deer stand and slept.
Yeah, that's the weird thing. You set up a deer stand in a room.
Really weird.
I said, you already got a loft up there. Why are you putting the deer stand up there?
I just feel more comfortable with that.
Yeah, that's weird.
But Dave and I, we have fun. We jump up and down on the sleeping mattress.
You do?
Yeah, and we hit each other with pillars and such.
Pillows! They're not pillars!
The other afternoon, Dave hit me so hard on my that my eyeball done left me.
Yeah.
It left my face, and it was swinging out on its occipital nerve like a monkey from a vine.
He didn't know this, but I stuck a rock in there when I walloped him.
Wow.
Yeah, in the pillar case. And you know, when your eyeball comes out like that, you got to get to the doctor as soon as you can.
Right.
So they can save it. And to keep it wet, you got to put it in your mouth.
Really?
Yeah, you got to keep that thing wet or it'll dry out. And that's the first time I've seen all my cavities.
Put your eyeball in your mouth.
I need a month's wage of dental work done.
Why?
And then because I was so scared I was going to lose my eye, that I ran out of spit in my mouth.
Uh-huh.
And so then the eyeball was going to dry out. So Dave had to put it in his mouth.
That's weird, isn't it?
Yeah, and so we had to scurry through the complex here with Dave huddling close to my face with my eyeball in his mouth.
Because it was still attached by the nerve
right.
to your eye socket.
And all the other coaches saw us and everything.
That had to be a weird sight.
I think they thought and something was up, if you know what I mean.
And I was too panicked to explain it, and Dave just has to explain why he's got this little piece of spaghetti going out of his mouth into my eyeball.
I just told him not to worry about it, though. You know, we'd get through somehow.
But it looks like you've got both of your eyes here, Chan.
Yeah, he's fine.
I got them now. But
you made it.
Yeah, the left one, it ain't a human eye.
Really? What is it?
It's a jackal.
That's creepy, isn't it?
Well, it is so good to see both of you.
I can see real good at night off his left eye.
It's got night vision.
It's just an honor to have two former Cowboy head coaches with us here at the same time.
It's good to be back, and I just want to say that I think the fake Craig Miller sounds more like Craig Miller than the real Craig Miller.
Yeah, that's a good one.
That's a good one. Who's Craig Miller?
Thanks, Dave.
That's him.
Thank you, Chan.
Yeah, obviously.
All right, we'll see you later.
That's Dave Campo and Chan Gailey with us here at Cowboys Training Camp. It is 8:47 on the ticket. We've got David Faraday to talk about the PGA Championship next.